to me to be honored today. I have to reach very far into my very distant past. When I was liberated from a death march in concentration camps, my beloved husband was the first American I encountered who liberated me. That night, I prayed for him, though I didn't know his name in his country. When I had the great privilege and honor to come and become an American, to be given my life, my freedom, the great opportunity to be a wife and a mother and an American citizen, I tried in whichever way I could to give back to this beloved country all that it has given me, fulfilling dreams I never even know how to dream. And to think that today my country is thanking me is something almost incomprehensible that I cannot in any way articulate. I don't believe anything inspired me. I think survival is an incredible privilege, and with it comes a very deep obligation to speak about those who never had a chance, who never held a child in their arms. I think that I can never pay back enough, and I always ask the question, why am I here? My advice, I have been privileged with my beloved oldest granddaughter, Elissa, who is here, which is a sort of another miracle to be in the White House later with my children and now with my granddaughter, who had given up her own career in order to fulfill our dreams together, to start something called Citizenship Counts, to teach young people of this country, children, great-grandchildren, all the generations to come, to be proud to be Americans, to value what has been given to us, to fight for it, to appreciate it and to love it. To understand, first of all, what freedom means, which blessedly all of you who have been born with freedom cannot possibly understand. And for young people to look back and see what this country has done all over the world. In goodness, you know, when you think that even though we have difficulties, certainly economical and other difficulties in our country, we still reach out to Haiti and every place where there is trouble. And our children have to understand that this is what our country is built on, to gather in all who have been homeless and hungry for the opportunity of a free life, of trying to reach to the stars. And to me, the dream is, and I do believe, that the children of our country will fulfill it, that every child in every corner of the world, of every race, of every religion, of every color, should be able to look to the stars and dream their own dreams in freedom.